With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. If you're planning on following tonight's presidential debate, you'll have lots of company. Our White House correspondent Greg Clugston is in Atlanta.
Even though both candidates remain broadly unpopular, about 6 in 10 U.S. adults say they are extremely or very likely to watch the debate live or in clips, or read about or listen to commentary about the event. That's according to an AP NORC poll. About half of Americans say the debate is extremely or very important for the success of Joe Biden's campaign, while about 40% say it's highly important for Donald Trump's campaign. Greg Clugston, Atlanta.
Denied access to the debate stage, independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. planning to live stream his response to the debate as it unfolds. Also at SRNNews.com, accusing him of presiding over the total collapse of the southern border, House Republicans have voted to hit Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas in the pocketbook.
It was an amendment by Republican Andy Biggs of Arizona for the House Appropriations Bill funding the Department of Homeland Security for fiscal year 2025 that would block funds in the bill from being used to pay Mayorkas. Just one Republican voted against the measure, which passed 193 to 173.
Capitol Hill correspondent Bernie Bennett says Republicans blame Mayorkas for overseeing a surge of millions of illegal aliens into the country in the past 3.5 years, and of repeatedly lying to Congress and the American people for years by claiming that the border is secure. The Supreme Court expected to release more rulings today, possibly including a highly anticipated decision on the question of presidential immunity. That's in a major case that involves former President Trump. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in the red so far. The Dow futures are down 67 points. NASDAQ futures off 28 points. This is SRN News. British nurses fight transgenderism.
Five women who work at Darlington Memorial Hospital say they're being forced to share a changing room with a man who is living as a woman. They have filed suit against Britain's national health care system for sexual harassment and sex discrimination. The nurses say when they complained about having to change in the presence of a man, their supervisors told them to, quote, broaden their mindset and be more inclusive. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A group that tracks anti-Semitism in Germany says it recorded an overall increase of more than 80% in incidents last year, with well over half of the total coming after Muslim terrorists attacked Israel last October. The RIAS group recorded nearly 4,800 anti-Semitic incidents in Germany in 2023, ranging from anti-Jewish comments to outright attacks. That compared with about 2,600 in 2022 in Germany. This is SRN News. A heavily traveled road in Wyoming will soon be reopening.
Work is almost done on a temporary route around a landslide in western Wyoming that has closed the road for thousands of commuters. Wyoming Department of Transportation officials are looking to reopen the road on Friday. Wyoming Highway 22 over Teton Pass near the Idaho state line has been closed since the landslide sent both lanes crashing into a ravine on June 8. No one was hurt, but the collapse has been a headache for thousands of commuters who work in Jackson and live in eastern Idaho. Going a different route has added over an hour to their drive each way. John Scott report.
It's a long road to recovery for parts of the Midwest slammed by severe flooding over the past week or so. Iowa, especially hard hit. And in the coming days, Nebraska and northwestern Missouri are expected to start seeing the downstream effects of the floodwaters. More details, SRNNews.com.